plans to coax commuters out of their cars are being hampered by COVID, as tens of thousands of people shun public transport for their daily travel. So the Irish Independent reports in its lead story. Caroline O'Doherty writes that this is the opposite to the trend needed, as the first carbon budget was presented to the government yesterday. For those car drivers, the Irish Daily Mail leads with a report that a garage in Blanchardstown, Dublin, is selling unleaded petrol for 173.9 cent per litre. The paper works out that at that rate, it would cost €104 to fill a 60-litre tank. The term carbon budgets can seem confusing because the budgets in question have nothing to do with spending money, writes Kevin O'Sullivan in the Irish Times. Instead, they apply limits on the amount of carbon which every sector of the economy can generate over a set period in a bid to drive down greenhouse gas levels. These forthcoming carbon budgets will require fundamental changes affecting how people live and work, according to the Minister for Climate, Eamon Ryan, quoted in the Times lead story. Ireland has only a narrow pathway to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions by 51% between now and 2030, says the Irish Examiner. That's according to the Climate Change Advisory Council, which submitted Ireland's first carbon budget programme. In an editorial, the Examiner welcomes the Council's submission, but says the fact that a document designed to transform how we live saw the light of day on a bank holiday Monday speaks volumes. The prospect of transformative change is viewed politically as a wholly negative development, with the potential for major political fallout. The writer prefers a positive approach, that the Council's work be seen as a pathway to save us from the doom of climate change. The government faces tests of both character and competence, says the Independent. As for other news, the Irish Daily Mirror reports on a push to convince Ireland's 360,000 unvaccinated to get the injection. Let's finish the jab, says the headline. The group known as the New IRA has launched a significant recruitment drive in Dublin after being hit hard by a series of major policing operations in Northern Ireland. That's according to Ken Foy's lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. The Irish Sun reports that the gang of Martin Cahill, known as the General, left a board of nails as a booby trap for Criminal Assets Bureau officers in his garden. The Irish News leads with a statement by Britain's Brexit Minister, David Frost, to a House of Commons committee yesterday that British courts must be supreme in Northern Ireland or his government will trigger Article 16 of the Protocol. The MP for South Belfast, Claire Hanna of the SDLP, is quoted as saying that Mr Frost was well aware of the role the European Court would play as part of the Protocol when he negotiated it, championed it, and the British government signed up to it a year ago. In The Times, Freya McClements has an interview with the British ambassador to North Korea, Colin Crooks, who grew up in County Tyrone during the Troubles and knows about borders. Mr. Crooks said, of course, the Irish border is very, very different from the Korean border. But he said, I think there are lessons that we can take from the experience in Northern Ireland about reconciliation. There are still challenges, but nonetheless, there are lessons.